Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was telling a story that reveals how a person might put on an act to make people think he or she is something that they are not. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But the story is told of an old mangy dog walking in Washington, D.C., and was passing by the French embassy. And there at the gates, that old dog, that old mangy dog, could look through and see there right behind the gate two French poodles, very well groomed as they groom poodles when they have them like that in an expensive place, and with the ribbons in their hair and the nails painted, everything. I mean, it was first class all the way on those little poodles. But this old mangy country dog, we used to call him growing up Heinz 57 varieties, he stops at the fence and he looks at them and says to the first one, "What's your name?" And she said, "Fifi, F-I-F-I. And then he looked at the other one and said, "Well, what is your name?" She said, "Mimi, M-I-M-I. See, now this old dog, they're talking down to it in doing that. And so they said, "And what is your name?" And his answer was Fido, P-H-Y-D-E-A-U-X. Okay, now we laugh at something like that. But isn't that really something that tries to show on the outside what we know we should be on the inside? And we're more of it on the outside than we are on the inside. And a lot of these things we're seeing now in Ephesians chapter 4, 30 and 31 is from that. So in answer to this question, and evidently this one's a Christian school teacher, just from some of the language I see here, it's important that you get this because Christians can have these things going on. It's almost like a war when you look at these things in Ephesians 4, verses 30 and 31. Now, I go on to say that here the word malice has the idea of an habit of the mind, not necessarily the body. You can see it then in hatred. You can have an hatred in your heart for someone, and yet, if they're around, treat them without an argument. The next word, wickedness, in a wider sense, is I'm trying to figure out why it wasn't in the list. Because, you know, when you think of wickedness, that is a part of hatred. So, yet, we don't see that in the list. And, yes, when we think of wickedness, we think of the devil. We think of others. It should be in the list, we think. But now, we're not God. The Holy Spirit knew what he was doing in giving each of those words to be written into the Word of God. And yet, wickedness in other places is highly condemned. Satan is called that wicked one. Now, does it carry more weight because it's the last few words that round up this command to grieve not the Holy Spirit? I believe bitterness is personal. Wrong anger can kill us. Clamor, that repeated loud complaining, is deadly. Now, in ministry, but in homes, if you've been at it long, you have seen it. And then evil speaking, which is abusing with hard, hurtful words on purpose to hurt. This one goes on to say, it could change our kids if we watched how we respond. But this malice word seems to be heavier. Holding onto that grudge, hating without letting things go, can change a person on the inside. Now, she is right here. I've gone back to her letter from my answer, but to continue in her letter, as I've been trying to answer within the text. We're trying to change people, and let me insert 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We're not out to win them. We're out to change them through the gospel of Jesus Christ and his word. Now, because we're not working as hard on the outside, we're trying to change the kids the opposite direction without going about it God's way. I think I will encourage my fellow teachers to ask for the power of God every day to clean out the sludge and junk that we may not even be aware is in our life. It's a daily maintenance, which means being in the Word of God. We have a good group of teachers at our school, and I want to see what I can do to help. Okay, now I go on to answer at that point. The question is to why with all malice? Why is it at the end? And I think it's found in the emphasis behind those things that preceded, as I said. The Greek word has several ways it can be applied. So it depends on the context of the Greek tense. Here the word malice has the idea of an evil habit of the mind, not necessarily of the body. You can see it then in the words that are used in this verse. Bitterness has the idea of a state of spirit and mind that holds to a spirit of anger and hate. Now, let me just say her surmising seemed to be on a good level, but there's some things that she's missing here with some of these words. I'm really thankful she's written, because this is where being a teacher can help other teachers as well. And sometimes I've got to go and I've got to find things by the Holy Spirit and teaching me through another teacher, because God calls more than just one preacher or teacher to explain the Word of God. And go on. Wrath speaks of the emotion or passion of the mind with a temporal blow up in words. Wow. And by the way, the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh no. Bones can heal, but when the spirit is wounded, it's hard to bear. So, let's go on. Wrath speaks of emotion, passions of the mind, with a temporal blow-up in words. Of course, the words often do injury. Anger differs from wrath in that it is not necessarily an outburst toward a person, rather a state of mind. And that can do damage to you, by the way. Clamor seems to be in its usage here to have the idea of selfish, a selfish attitude that feels deprived of certain rights. Now, I'm going to insert this for you in the radio audience. Don't ask God to give you your rights, or you'll go to, you'll go in so many ways that you wish you didn't go. You see, if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in hell. And if you're saved and you got what you deserved since you've been saved, you'd probably be saved so as by fire. Our good works might even burn up because of all these other attitudes. So don't think about your rights, because the Lord in Corinth took many home early because of sin in their life. So be careful about asking for your rights. Ask God for wisdom and direction. And then wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. Now, it's as if they feel they are owed it. And therefore, you can see their bitterness is fed. Now, again, I used the illustration earlier, the three dogs, you know, Fido and Fifi and Mimi. But being something that you really aren't. Pretending that, trying to project that you're this when you're really not so much more than anybody else. And so again, you see, it begins to grow out of that. And so, you feel like you're owed something, then you begin to see bitterness beginning to grow. Evil speaking also is from a Greek word that is more often translated, ready for this, blasphemy. You say blasphemy, well, that's terrible. Well, isn't it interesting? The term evil speaking is translated from a Greek word that is often defined with blasphemy in the Bible, translated blasphemy, blasphemous. And so, understand then that you think about that. Evil speaking is an abomination, and that is why Proverbs 6 talks about sowing discord, being an abomination. And the word for an abomination in Hebrew in Proverbs chapter 6 is the same root word used when God speaks of homosexuality in Deuteronomy, when he calls it an abomination. So, evil speaking of another, sowing discord, is really as abominable to God as homosexuality. Think of that. The danger of it is seen in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 again. Again, so I mentioned sowing discord, the idea of speaking against another, blasphemy of another. Okay, that's what it is. It's a blasphemy of another. It's speaking evil of them. It's false accusation. And therefore, it is an abomination to God. Now, particularly, it pertains to brethren. Now, the same word, Hebrew word for abomination, is used in several places in dealing with our relationships that we have. You really need to consider these things before you just really go off like a loose cannon.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.